Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the Snake Pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Brought to you by
Twin Peaks.
All right. So, I did a public service thing for you guys. Much like watching the Oscars, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I'll watch so you don't have to.
Thank you.
I was very interested in this. I know that none of you guys watched this, but it was fascinating for me because I have so many questions concerning this weight loss revolution that we're in the middle of right now. Mainly with, and I'm going to use the term Ozempic as a catch-all term for all of these shots that people are getting.
They're semi-glutides.
Yeah. Let's just say Ozempic, though.
Sure.
Just because it is, like the Coca-Cola of...
It's the brand name of brand names.
Yes. Yeah. I was not really familiar. I don't know how familiar you guys were with this even 6 months ago. It seems like really post-Christmas, everything's kind of been shot out of a cannon. And I don't know if you guys have any people in your inner circle.
I do.
Okay, I don't...
We wondered if he was sick.
Yeah.
He had lost so much weight so fast.
I do know people in my periphery, though, where over, let's say, 9 months, same with you, Bob, somebody went from 400 pounds to 200 pounds, and I hadn't seen him. And I walked right past him and was like, no idea. Didn't even know it was the same human being. Well, it was because of Ozempic. And Oprah hosted a television show on ABC called Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. And it was about these people that were morbidly obese that started taking these drugs, and not all of them had the results. There are side effects that are sketchy as hell. Not everybody, it doesn't take for everyone, but it does take for enough people to jump the average up to pretty high that it is successful. Long-term effects, they got into this a little bit in this special, but really we don't know.
Well, I think the key is that when you stop taking it, then you will gain it all back unless you create good habits.
Yes.
While you're taking it.
And they got into this pretty heavy in the special. You can watch this. They dumped it out on Hulu. And it was like an hour and a half special. I think it's only like 45 minutes or so without commercials. So they dumped it out on there, and you can consume it if you're interested in it. It is fascinating, and it is part of our society now. And whether it's people that are diabetic, that are just massively huge, the thing they didn't get into, though, was the other side of it, which is people that are like 20 pounds overweight that you don't even think of.
Yeah, celebrities.
Yes. That's the weird part to me. That's like, whoa.
Yeah, because it's, I guess, technically off label.
Yeah.
Where it's being prescribed for people who need to lose a little bit of weight but aren't diabetic.
That's just.
And it's causing shortages of the medication for people who actually need it.
Exactly. It's not around.
And when you say side effects, what are you talking about?
Vomiting, nauseous, like one guy said that he's constantly throwing up and burping up sulfur, and like it's weird. Again, there's a reason that when you see any drug on TV advertised, at the end there's 30 seconds worth of disclaimers.
Yeah.
Right? This is the same thing. It works, but
yeah, I guess vomiting is unpleasant and not something anybody would desire, but we're not talking about they now have a disease, or
nope,
their life is shorter,
nope,
or anything
nope
like that. Okay.
No, uncomfortableness mainly.
Yeah.
So here's Oprah explaining why, and Oprah has done this. Oprah got off of Weight Watchers.
I think she was doing both concurrently, but then she had to step down from Weight Watchers because it came out that she was taking this.
And she explained it. Yeah, she went off Weight Watchers completely.
Did she?
Yeah, started doing this, and she lost all the weight. She's 70. And she looks now like she's about 50.
Really?
She looks amazing, yeah. So here she is talking about why she's doing this.
In my lifetime, I never dreamed that we would be talking about medicines that are providing hope for people like me who have struggled for years with being overweight or with obesity. So I come to this conversation in the hope that we can start releasing the stigma and the shame and the judgment to stop shaming other people for being overweight or how they choose to lose or not lose weight. And more importantly, to stop shaming ourselves.
So I almost feel like she did this as a personal front because she was catching so much hell of like, "Duh, look at the way you lost weight. Cheater. Couldn't do it your whole life, but now you get a shot and you're losing all the weight." And she's like, "Well, I mean, if we can do it anyway, if it's life-saving, then so be it." They get into obesity, and it was fascinating because I really have not looked into obesity very much and the mentality of obesity and how it is a disease for a lot of people. And they had the doctors on talking about this.
So this sounds to me like, I remember back in, you know, the late 80s, early 90s of the Oprah show, when we were talking about with experts the idea of alcoholism being a disease. We had people saying mean things like, "Just put the bottle down. There's no such thing as alcoholism being a disease." Now, of course, we know differently. Alcoholism is a disease for many people. It is not a disease for everybody who drinks too much. And so I see this as the same, that many people have the disease of obesity. Everybody who is overweight does not have the disease of obesity. But if you have the disease of obesity, you're always going to go back to that set point. If you don't have it, then you can diet, lose weight, exercise, all of the things that we've heard over the years.
But there's a spectrum of obesity as well. It's not one disease. It's many different subtypes of a disease.
So it's complex.
Quite complex.
And that's why it is so wrong to be shaming people, because you don't understand the complexity of each person's situation.
Yeah. And this, and I think as Amy said, this is just a reflection of someone's uneducated belief that this is just a self-inflicted condition, as if people who want to be, who have obesity actually want to have obesity. It's looked at, these are weaker people who have no willpower,
yeah,
who can't cut it.
That's right.
And people who are thin can cut it.
So let's talk about willpower.
It's not a matter of willpower, because as we just learned, people who perhaps are thin might never think about food the way people who have obesity.
So, and they get into these people that were morbidly obese, and Oprah chimed in too, because her thought process was the same thing. And I never thought of it this way, but every one of them said the same thing. No matter how much dieting or exercise that they tried, or, you know, I don't know, spur of the moment type eating plans, whatever, in the back of their head, all they thought about was food all day long, every day. When were they going to get their next meal? Like for me, I wake up and I don't think about food. I'll eat as fuel. Food is fuel to me. And that's it. When I finish eating, I don't think about food. It's never in my mind. And then I'm like, well, I'm hungry. Let's eat. And then it's over. All these people think about all day, and it's been since they were little kids, is food and shoving it in their gullet as much as they possibly can. And they couldn't get out of it. And this drug, at least for them, allows them to reset their brain and not be consumed by the thought of food.
Yeah. And I don't want to discount that it is a disease, but I think people get tripped up by the word disease.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to genetic disposition and mental disposition as to what you are hardwired physically and mentally to approach food, like you said.
Yeah.
Like your body has a slower metabolism, so you don't digest and process the food as fast as someone who is naturally thin. But then you also have on top of that the mental challenge of always thinking about food and always planning your next meal.
Yes.
And thinking about the taste of food and romanticizing the taste of food.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
From the moment they wake up. And that's what differentiates. I mean, that to me is the big separation. Again, I could go 8 hours and food does not enter my mind. That's every minute for a lot of these people. When am I going to eat again? And what am I going to eat? And how much am I going to eat? It's all day. till they go to bed. And then they wake up in the middle of the night and they think about it. Like, it is this weird mental addiction. So these shots that they're, and they give themselves these, that's what you do. You give yourself a shot.
Hmm.
And like Dave said, they don't have enough. And because people are so clamoring for it. But if you do, the flip side of it is it's so expensive. They had these people on there that like, we just can't afford it. Like, it is ridiculously expensive to get on these shots if you want to do them.
What are we talking about?
Thousands of dollars a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does insurance consider it?
No.
Not unless you're diabetic or pre-diabetic.
Yeah. Right, which you should. I mean,
it's elective.
Right.
Yeah, but if you're just doing it because I think I need to lose some weight, then you're paying out of pocket for that.
And that's the thing is like, and it's not just celebrities. It's normal people that are like.
Yeah, it's trickled down.
I need 10 pounds. I'm like, so you can't do the 10 pounds? Like, you're not battling the way these people are battling for their lives. They are fighting for their lives and they need this. And you need 10 pounds and you're taking it away because you have the money. You can access it. You have the access to it. You know someone. And you're pulling this away from the people that actually really... That's weird to me. And they, you know, they didn't get into it too much. They tried to stay on just the really obese and diabetic part.
But you're talking about a situation that I think is very common. Somebody feels like they're 15 to 20 pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm.
They are affluent enough to be able to afford a shortcut. But that means they're probably also of an age where their metabolism is now working against them.
Right.
And so they've tried the gym membership, they've tried to eat right, and they can't budge. Like, they've tried for 3 months what they feel is the honest way, but they can afford it because they're going on nice vacations and driving nice cars and so forth. And so that's their, whether they say it's their target market or not, that's where the money is, right?
Oh, yeah.
People with metabolism has slowed down, but yet they can afford nice things in life. And so let me stroke a check to make this happen because I can't figure it out the other way.
And
right?
You know, there's no doubt. You're 100% right. So skip to the end here, DJ, on the Weight Watchers, because she gets the head of Weight Watchers is there in the audience. This is a huge studio audience show. And the head of Weight Watchers is there. And listen to the pivot that they've taken.
Seema Sistani, the CEO of Weight Watchers. And I'm glad you're here because I joined Weight Watchers and joined the board back in 2015. And at the time, I was really very excited. I was excited about, I was counting those points and I said, this is it. And I did. I lost some weight. I put back on some weight. And now Weight Watchers has changed its philosophy and has purchased a company that is in the weight loss medications. Can you tell us why that philosophy changed?
We are the most clinically tested, evidence-based, science-backed behavior change program, but we were missing the third prong, which was biology. There could be somebody who needs medications because they have that biological underpinning. And therefore, what is so important is for us to provide that care and also to help people release the shame. For all those people who came side by side and took on the behavior change, some of them walked away without the success.
Mm-hmm.
And to those people, I want to say, it's not your fault.
Very good Will Hunting, Robin right. Williams to
it's
Matt
not
Damon.
Your fault.
Not your fault. But yeah, they're saying we're getting in the game. We're taking, you know, it's like Netflix expanding the platform or whatever and seeing the future. This may be the future.
You gotta stay relevant.
But like you said, as far as the side effects go, like this, from what I've read, it actually makes food physically revolting.
Yes.
To you.
Again, it's weird. All of it is not normal to me. Now, if you're about to...
If you need drastic measures, it will work.
Right.
But it is a drastic measure.
Yeah, it really is. I can't see doing it, but I'm not in those shoes, in that boat. I don't... But, it, you know, these people that were dying, that were going to die, obviously it's worth it. So, Anyway, it was a fascinating show. It's on Hulu. It is called an Oprah special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution.